You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. I lay down my life. That's what Jesus said. I've not come to serve. I've not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. He says, for this purpose, in John chapter 10, I think it is, the Father loves me because I laid down my life of myself. And this commandment I have received from my Father. This authority, this power I've received from my Father to lay down my life, to demonstrate His love. For Jesus to lay down His life was to demonstrate His love for the Father and the Father's love for us. And in that, He was made perfect through His self-sacrifice, that the Son of God in heaven was fully made manifest in the Son of Man, so that the Son of Man, according to God's promise and will, could be exalted to the Father's right hand and given all authority in heaven and earth and under the earth, that at the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. You see, friends, the way that Jesus opened through His self-sacrifice is the way in which He leads us through His indwelling love, compelling us to no longer live to please ourselves, but to live for Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Self is really not nice. It makes you ugly because you complain, you're wanting, you're needing, you're unhappy, you are always pushing others to serve you by always being so needy and wanting, and always making other people feel they're failing you because you're not so happy. Self is horrible. It's horrible. And thank God that Jesus came to deliver us from self through His self-sacrifice, the eternal Spirit, by which He offered Himself to the Heavenly Father without blemish, is the Spirit by which He liberates you and me from self. And that Spirit comes into us through the power of the cleansing flood of His blood to cleanse our inward motivation from self-seeking and self-serving. And it frees you so gloriously. Wow. Here in 1 John 3, verse 16, it says, by this we know love, because He, Jesus, laid down His life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. It is not possible to live in that constant communion with Jesus without this becoming your daily living. It becomes what compels you daily. It's what you get up with in the morning. Life can be so unfulfilling and unsatisfying if all you live for is what others need to do for you, and you're complaining that they aren't doing it and you're not happy. And life can be so hard, and you can be the cause of so much hardship because you're always making everybody feel that they aren't doing what you want and need. And you're pushing them and pulling on them, and you make them feel guilty. And that is you refusing to lay down your life, insisting everybody else lays down your life for you. And that is not Jesus. Jesus did the opposite. He willingly, freely laid down His life. And thereby He demonstrated the Father's love for us and His love for the Father. He says in John 14, 31, by this the world will know I love the Father, because I laid down my life. You see, friends, it is the love of the Father in you that wants to come to perfection by enabling and empowering you to lay down your life sweetly, willingly, quietly, without complaining, without boasting. Well, I've done all this for you. Why won't you? That's not the love of the Father. That's still self-seeking. That's still seeking your own glory and your own honor. No, folks, the Heavenly Father is the one who rewards those who diligently seek him. He is the one who comforts you when the price is so painful and high in laying down your life and you can't do it. You can, because you feel angry. You feel what I call resentment. You see, resentment is that you're angry at the price you have to pay. Jesus was never angry at the price he had to pay. The Bible says he was a man of sorrow. That word sorrow is actually the same emotion as anger, but a different nature. It says in Isaiah 53, he was a man of sorrow, man of pain. He felt pain, but in his pain, he wasn't angry at the price he had to pay. No, the opposite. He sweetly, willingly, and quietly, like a lamb who did not open his mouth, offered himself to God. That's where the real glory is for you and for me. If you say, but Pastor Robert, if I lay down my life for them, they'll take advantage of me. If I lay down my life for them, then they will walk all over me. You see, you are seeing this not from his perspective. You need to do all things as unto the Father, Philippians 2, without complaining. Do it as unto God. Do it to demonstrate his love for them. You say, but what if they take advantage of it? Jesus was taken advantage of. They spit upon him. They mocked him. They made fun of him when he demonstrated the Father's love for them and demonstrated his love for the Father by willingly, patiently, quietly laying down his life. But he just kept doing it sweetly to the Father, and the Father was the one who honored him. And the Father was the one who rewarded him. And God knows how to turn things. You know, you get the privilege to pay high prices sometimes for people, and they don't see it. They don't see it that you're paying a gigantic high price and it's causing so much pain. But in your pain, you keep weeping and say, Father, Father, I love you, Father. Perfect your love in me that I can do this sweetly as unto you, Father, and that I can love them with your love, Father. And you keep praying like that. The day will come that the Heavenly Father will maybe open their eyes and say, you know, the love that you were shown through this person was my love. I've had that happen in my life. And I charge you in the Lord, even if you never see your reward here on earth, great is your reward in heaven. So look at Hebrews chapter 9. Oh, how I love these thoughts. You see, in Hebrews chapter 9, here we are. It says, I will imprint, this is verse 10, second part of the verse, I will imprint my laws upon their mind. It's chapter 8, sorry. Chapter 9. Let me read it from here, because I'm not seeing it the way I want to see it. Hebrews 9. Okay, here it is. There it is. The Holy Spirit, verse 8, chapter 9, indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all, the blessed presence of our Father, was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. And this is symbolic for the present time in which gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. 9 verse 9. Seeing that the first outer portion of the tabernacle was a parable, a visible symbol, a type, or picture of the present age in which gifts and sacrifices are offered and yet are incapable of perfecting the conscience or of cleansing and renewing the inner man of the worshiper. So listen, he said those sacrifices that were offered according to the law were a reminder of sin, and we're not able to strip from within the nature of man that which motivates us to be self-seeking and self-serving and complaining and backbiting and jealous and envious and resentful. It just couldn't strip it out of them. And that sin nature kept them from perceiving God in their conscience. But the blood of Jesus, it says in chapter 9, verse 14, how much more surely shall the blood of Christ, who by virtue of his eternal spirit, his own pre-existent divine personality, offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from the inward motivation and inclination that separates us from him. It purifies that part of you that keeps you from representing the Father's love. The blood of Jesus perfectly embodied the love of the Father. That sacrifice by which he offered himself to the Father and suffered our sin and the judgment of the law against it, that love was so perfected in him that it has the power to strip out of your innermost being what causes your conscience not to perceive that love of the Father for people. You see, our love for people, folks, is limited and has its limits in many different ways. But the Father's love has no limits. Not even the universe can contain the greatness and the glory of the Father's love. His love is unsearchable and past finding out and can only be understood by experiencing it as it is being poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is continuously cleansing you inwardly with the blood of Jesus so you can perceive the Father's love and be empowered through Christ loving you to love the Father in your love for others. Come on. That enables you daily, 24/7, to sweetly, quietly, without making a fuss, to lay down your life willingly. Oh, it's so wonderful when you can offer yourself as a sacrifice of grace and love and kindness and goodness. Come on, folks. Don't let your life be wasted on self and self-seeking, and everybody has to serve you and has to be in a certain way around you, or you lose your temper, or you are frustrated, or you are unhappy, or you are unsatisfied, or you will not bless them if they don't, and you live as a manipulator and controller with all that need. Come on, let Jesus set you free. Let Jesus set you free. Live in that cleansing flood. There is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Come on. Let your life be the life of the love of the Father and the Son of God, a sweet incense, a sweet sacrifice, where you love with his love. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, Let's read it. Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Oh, I love these thoughts. Help me, Lord. Be imitators of God as dear children. Walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Now, let me close with this thought. Every one of us, daily, have the privilege to lay down our life for our own loved ones, for our own family, for our own neighbors, for anybody and everybody, every day. And maybe the fragrance by which you lay down your life isn't yet sweet. Maybe it has resentment. You're angry about the price you have to pay. Maybe it is selfish. You're complaining about what they haven't done to you, for you and what you have to do for them. Maybe it's jealous. You look down upon them because of what they have, that you think, I'm better, I'm more. Jealousy is so ugly. Selfishness is ugly. Resentment is ugly. And you just have that not nice fragrance about your self-sacrifice. Come on, let the Holy Spirit continuously cleanse your heart with the blood of and your mind with the blood of Jesus, and remove out of your deepest part of your nature that which causes you to stumble in demonstrating your Heavenly Father's love. And that the fragrance of your self-sacrifice becomes so sweet, and that you love to lay down your life as he loved you and laid down his life for you. Amen. Have a good day.